craftsmanship and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. The Beacon has served over 300 menu selections of burgers, barbecue, chicken, fish, and more for over 70 years. Jerry, what's been the most popular?
Chili cheese, I ain't playing, Ty. I need flounder. Cheeseburger like a burger, make it crust. Give me a bacon whip, no trim.
Had a feeling you'd say that. Join Steve
and Jerry
at the world-famous Beacon Drive-In, John B. White Senior Boulevard in Spartanburg.
Hey, Plantai.
Welcome to the Ingles Table, a delicious destination with recipes galore. Need to whip up a dessert, entree, side dish? No problem. The experts from the Ingles Table take you through it step by step with expert tips and advice along the way. Find the Ingles Table at ingles-markets.com or swing by the store and pick up your free copy of the Ingles Table magazine. And let's get cooking. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
A fan favorite for almost four decades, Tigertown Graphics has been designing and printing t-shirts in downtown Clemson since 1988. Looking for a vintage vibe with a modern twist? Check out our latest collection of classic styles and current concepts. Find us at 360 College Avenue or shop online anytime at tigertowngraphics.com. For 37 years, it's where Tigers get their stripes.
A car accident can change everything in seconds. Don't let the insurance companies decide what your case is worth. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we stand up for accident victims, fighting for the compensation you need to recover and move forward. Call Smith Jordan Law Firm today at 864-343-2222 or visit smithjordan.com. Your consultation is free. Smith Jordan Law. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
At Tri-County Technical College, they're committed to you as they look to transform lives and build strong communities. Tri-County's academic and training programs help them stay ahead of the trends in the business and corporate worlds to ensure you'll be well-equipped to succeed on the career path you choose. From advanced manufacturing to computers and IT, healthcare to skilled trades and more, TCTC is committed to your success. To find out more, visit one of their four campuses or go online at tctc.edu.
Hey, it's Esme Carter with Spectrum Paint, your independent and family-owned paint source for Benjamin Moore Paint and more, with locations in Clemson, Greenville, Spartanburg, and Landrum. Our fall sale is here. Get 30% off select Benjamin Moore paints from October 16th through November 1st, only at Spectrum Paint. Experience expert advice, color matching, and competitive prices. Your one-stop shop for all your painting projects. Visit SpectrumPaint.com to shop online or find the location nearest you. Go Tigers!
You're listening to Facts on Sports with Faxon and John. Now let's get back to the show.
Hour number two of the show with Faxon Childress and John Haidt live from the Whataburger here in Easley. Appreciative of everybody tuning into the program today and participating in our Day of Giving on the Roar for Tigers for Tatas. We remind you, T4T to 53555 if you'd like to get in and donate. And we had another couple donations
during
the break.
Absolutely. I want to give a shout-out to Martin, who got in during the break, made a very nice donation. Thank you, Martin. Said to all the great women that raised me and took care of me. You love to see that, Martin. Thank you so much for getting in this morning. And remember, if you want to get in on our Day of Giving, text T4T to 53555. That's T4T to 53555, and every dollar helps make a difference in the fight against breast cancer.
Yes, absolutely. John, I saw something during the break as we're kind of getting into breaking down some of the games. Ole Miss has not won in Athens in almost 30 years. Did you realize this?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't recall a time in my lifetime where I remember Ole Miss beating. I mean, I would have been like six, I guess, the last time it would have happened, so I don't really recall that. But, yeah, no, it's – And it's also what you have to think about, too, like the old East-West. Like, they didn't play a ton.
They didn't play a ton, yeah. That is an element of it. But on that note, let's start to get into a little bit of a breakdown on our Georgia Bulldogs and Ole Miss Rebels matchup
our
this weekend.
Georgia Bulldogs.
I said the matchup, not our Georgia Bulldogs. But as far as the pick'em's concerned, pending my selection, it might
be our Georgia Bulldogs
this upcoming weekend. Hey, you were a dog last week. You can't say anything. You were definitely rooting against Hugh Freeze, and you were open about that. So
that's fair. That is very fair. I will always openly root against that man.
Georgia's a 6.5-point favorite this weekend at home against Ole Miss. Ole Miss is coming off of one of the most disappointing performances throughout Power 4 football this year. I don't think that's exaggeratory at all. They were 40-point favorites and won by 3 and got taken to the wire by a Washington State team that lost by 50 to North Texas.
I think that is like the ultimate of bad spots. One, it's Ole Miss, so they're always going to have a letdown game. Two, it's a D2 quarterback who's been on a run for a little bit. Three, it was homecoming.
It was.
Four, it was 11 a.m. local, and then nobody went to the game.
Yeah, I mean...
So, like, I can understand the very sleepy start by Ole Miss, and you're not real dialed in, you're not real serious, because you've had the bigger SEC games over the last couple of weeks. I just chalk that up to, man, these are young kids who are... Honestly, I don't think they were all that dialed in for it.
I would rather
see Trinidad Chambliss have a struggle game in the win...
Yes.
Then, like you said, a historic loss as a 40-point favorite.
So does that give you – you're not as concerned as I am about what the short and long term look like in Oxford as a result of that game?
No.
Like, you're not taking that into
account? No, that to me is just a one-off performance, a bad one-off performance, but a one-off performance nonetheless. To me, I think the big key here is Georgia's defense has not been strong in the first half of games.
No, it hasn't.
Can Lane attack it to a point where the deficit becomes too much for Gunnar Stockton? Or if it's – I'll put it this way. If Ole Miss has anything less than a 13-point lead at half, Georgia wins the game outright.
Yeah.
I think Kirby and Bobo's and Schumann, that Georgia coaching staff, their second-half adjustments have been very good this season. Now, I don't know what they're doing in some of these first halves of what some of the defensive plan has been, especially against Alabama a couple of weeks ago. But I just think between the hedges at home, is Ole Miss really going to go 12-0?
No, they're not. I think Ole Miss still has multiple losses in them. And
this is one of them.
I don't know. I just don't think that this Ole Miss is – I don't think Ole Miss is as good this year as they were last year. I know they dumped a couple of games last year, like the Florida and the Kentucky game ended up costing them a college football playoff appearance. My eyes tell me that Ole Miss isn't as good as they were last year. But with that being said, they have a much like easier schedule and landing spot to potentially get into the playoff. They have South Carolina, the Citadel, and Florida at home as three of their last four. And then their final game is on the road at Starkville playing against Mississippi State. So they've got at Georgia and at OU back-to-back, which looks very, very daunting. But let's say, hypothetically speaking, they go 0-2 in those games. If they win the Final Four, I still think they're in the college football playoff at 10-2, and that's a no-brainer.
No-brainer. I also think if they hang close in this game that they can go out to Norman and win.
Yes.
I think that is more of an obstacle because you don't have the Brent Venables and Lane Kiffin were not on Nick Saban's staff together, right? Like, I think all the motivating factors lining up, I think this is just too perfect for Georgia here.
Yeah, it's
taking the dogs to cover the number. I don't know that Ole Miss can hang up front for four quarters. I don't know if they're going to be able to establish enough of the run. Because if they can get the passing game going against – if the Georgia secondary shows up like it has in some first halves, then I think Lane's going to scheme some stuff open and get some things cooking. I don't see a situation where Lane Kiffin is able to run the score up on Kirby Smart. I just don't see it.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen either. Texter gets in. The line is key, and one of my contests is 6.5. I took Georgia. Another one is 7.5. I took Ole Miss. Hey, that's smart, brother. Get yourself a protection policy, Peanut. That sounds like a smart play to me. You're going to win in one of them. So, and maybe a 7-point win for Georgia, and you win both. So you're rooting for 27-20.
I understand Peanut's strategy, especially when he has to make up all the losses he did with trying to bet on Auburn to go 8-4. Don't think that's going to happen.
Man, y'all are beefing over Auburn. But hey, we still got games left. Let's see if Hugh Freeze can go 5. Who are we kidding? He's not going 5-1 over his last 6. Sorry, Peanut. That was me, not John. I will say this is kind of my final thing for today on this Georgia and Ole Miss matchup. When I look at Georgia, I look at a team that is consistently as you alluded to, adjusting in the second half of games. And when I look at Ole Miss, I see a team that is consistently struggling in second half of games. So Texter gets in and says, seems like the type of game where Georgia would go down 28-7 in the first half, come back and win it 34-31 in the second half. I don't know if I'm going to go that far with things, but I do think that the game script for this is going to be maybe 14-10 Ole Miss at halftime, but I think Georgia's going to run it up in the second half. I think that this is a coaching staff that has proven so many times throughout the course of Kirby Smart's tenure. I don't know if there's a better halftime adjuster in all of college football than Kirby Smart and the Georgia Bulldogs. It feels like they do a really good job of adjusting within games, and I think that's my primary read for why I'm taking the Dogs. I think they pull away late. I think it's a competitive football game, a good football game, but Georgia's just going to have too much for Ole Miss in this one.
If I agree with you. If it's 14-10 at half, then that means Ole Miss did not capitalize on some opportunities.
Yes.
And I don't think that this is a team that can afford to miss on opportunities on the road here.
I also agree with that. 654 Roar, if you want to check in. We're kind of working through some of our pick 'em contests here. So we've got the LSU Vanderbilt kind of preview breakdown out of the way. Ole Miss and UGA as well. We talked to USC Notre Dame. Tennessee Alabama is one that I want to hit before a quick break. John, I'm playing Tennessee here because we're getting closing line value in the contest. I think Alabama's going to win. We're getting 9.5. 9.5 is the number in the contest. 7.5 is the number in real life. So that's 2 points of value against the closing line. I'm going to side with the CLV and take the closing line value. I still think Alabama wins, and there's a good chance I lose my pick.
I agree with everything you just said. I went with the same strategy here.
Yeah.
I'm taking Tennessee as well. I don't feel great about it. I went 7-3 last week in the contest. I do not expect to have anywhere near that type of a record this week. This is probably the pick I feel the most uneasy about, with this being the third Saturday in October, and the way right now that Kalen DeBoer is actually in the good graces of Alabama fans, I think he probably likes it and would like to continue to do things to stay in the good graces of Alabama fans. I have a tough time seeing Tennessee winning this thing outright in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet. I don't think Tennessee has shown me enough this year.
Our next game on the contest is Texas Tech, who's getting 10.5 at Arizona State. I'm just going to tell you, this was the easiest pick of the contest to me. I saw Sam Levitt was probable. I'm taking the Sun Devils with the points at home in Tempe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I went with Texas Tech.
Oh,
I
really?
Think Sam Levitt's a good player, but I think Texas Tech is just much better on the lines of scrimmage. I think Kenny Dillingham in this program is on a good trajectory as a program. I don't feel great about this season for this team. I don't think they have enough opposite Jordan Tyson. I think that it's going to be pretty easy for that defense to key up, just, you know, double or bracket him, get some safety help over the top. And if there's an off chance that he just gets hit and has to come out of the game and Jeff Sims comes in, well, then Texas Tech's going to win by like 40.
Yeah.
I think Texas Tech can run the ball. I think they're better at the lines of scrimmage, and I think their pass rush can tee up on Levitt. I like Texas Tech. I don't think we have many undefeateds this year. If I was willing to bet on one, it would be Texas Tech.
Really?
Yes.
You like Joey McGuire's group that much?
I like the group. I don't love Joey McGuire. I love the group. I love the team. I mean, the way that they are built to run the ball, stop the run, and still be able to light it up in the passing game. They are better up front than every team in that league.
They are. Arizona State, it's a weird dynamic right now because, again, both quarterbacks are on the injury report, being Sims and Levitt. Both are listed as probable. They have like 18 million players listed as out in the injury report. I do think that's pretty severely impacting this team in Arizona State right now. Like, they have 3 O-linemen on their injury report as out. It's been that way for a couple of weeks now. This is a team that's dealt with a lot of injury issues.
Yeah,
and
give me Tech.
I'm going to take Arizona State, and I'm going to hope that they can keep it close at home. This is really just a play that I'm going to bank on the side of the coach. I think Dillingham realizes that the season's on the line here. I think you're going to get a fired-up group. I think Levitt realizes the season's on the line. So, like, there's not any more logic here than the back-against-the-wall clause. I'm giving the back-against-the-wall clause for this Arizona State team. They took their first league L last week to Utah. They didn't show up to play with the level of energy and effort that was needed to compete in that game. Now their back's against the wall. 2 losses overall, 1 loss within league play. This is a team that went to the college football playoff last year that has aspirations to make it to that stage once again and hopefully can make it to the Big 12 championship game. I think there's a chance Arizona State wins. Like, I think this is going to be a gritty, gritty game from Arizona State. So we're on the other side of this one, but Texas Tech is definitely the better football team. There's no doubt in my mind that Texas Tech is better. I just think there could be a desperation factor, and then Levitt's willing to die on that field for his team. That is an element of this, too,
sure.
Where it's like, that kid's a warrior. Everybody talks about Haynes King. Sam Levitt's the exact same player, has the exact same amount of grit, that he actually went to the college football playoff and won a game as well. And he can throw the football. And he's not just a running back that spears up the middle 25 times a game. So if I want to talk about the grittiest guy in college football, I think it's Sam Levitt with the way that he showed his heart last year and carried that team to the college football playoff. And I think we're going to get a Sam Levitt masterclass. You know what? Give me Arizona State outright. I think the Sun Devils get it done this weekend over Texas Tech and slow the train that's kind of building in Lubbock. All right. I'm going to take an early break here, come back with my kind of personal story and testimony with what we're doing today on the program on the other side. During the break, we're taking $34.31 donations, or really any amount that you're generous enough to get in with. 654-ROAR is the number if you want to check in with the program, but for donations, it's T4T to 53555. We've had a couple people text in on our regular text line with the T4T. If you go to 53555 and text T4T to 53555, that's going to take you right to the text to give on our donations, and it's the day of giving here on The Roar. Really excited to continue this with Vax and Childress and John Height on 105.5, 97.5 The Roar. Quick break right after this. Keep giving on T4T to 53555.
Discover Reed's Jewelers, America's largest family-owned jeweler, and their state-of-the-art expanded store in Haywood Mall. The same location, with nearly twice the showroom space as before. Dedicated to bringing you amazing savings on diamonds, watches, and more. All with the same superior customer service they've always provided. You'll be amazed at the 21st century appeal of the new Reed's Jewelers expanded store. Reed's Jewelers, next to Belk on the top floor in Haywood Mall. Online at Reeds.com.
Did you know that hot, dry weather can negatively impact your home's foundation because the soil underneath shrinks and cracks and ultimately damages your foundation? And this is more problematic in soil with high clay content, like here in the Upstate. Before those minor issues become major problems, call the experts at Canty Foundation Specialists. They know the importance of being proactive and finding the right solution for you. Book an appointment now at 864-403-5263 or online at CantyCanFixIt.com.
Transmission problems. AAMCO Transmissions of Greenville is the home of the 3-year 100,000 mile warranty. Sleep better, knowing you are covered at 500 shops across the land. Don't take our word for it. Check our reviews. AAMCO of Greenville is located on Malden Road, 100 yards from I-85, off exit 46C. You'd better call Saul today at 864-277-3267 and get the 3-year 100,000 mile warranty from AAMCO of Greenville today.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, working with Snyder Tree Care, it's not a hard proposition.
We want to make sure you know that we are here to serve you, to care for your need, and to do things extraordinarily well. I would put my guys up against anybody in this nation. I mean, we are that well trained. Not that we're arrogant. We just work really, really hard at training and taking good care of our clients. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I do have a favorite child.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's the actually really seriously best sale of the year for real at Mattress Firm. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 on Sealy and get a free adjustable base, plus fast free delivery. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
Bob, you're a Clemson alum just like I am.
That's right, Ginger. I'm glad we struck up a friendship at Everlon Independent Living.
Gosh, yes. Thank goodness we found Everlon. Chef-prepared meals, housekeeping, and a fun schedule of activities like cards, movies, and parties. We can even catch a Tigers game or a show at the Brooks Center.
It's a sweet life, Ginger. Comfort, community, and Clemson pride.
I think we both agree, Everlong Independent Living is where we belong.
Yay, Everlong. Go Tigers.
Learn more today at everlongliving.com.
Attention Roar listeners, are you ready to drop up to 20 pounds or more by the new year? With our friends at PhD Weight Loss, they've cracked the code with their Metabolic Reset System, their science-backed method that gets your body to burn fat first, not sugar. They're the only program where they guarantee your success and your results, and I can speak to it because I lost over 50 pounds on the program 2 years ago. There's no starving, there's no endless workouts, and there's none of those risky drugs. Just a smarter system that resets your metabolism, shrinks that dangerous belly fat, and keeps it off forever. And for our listeners right now, they're making the deal even better. They'll waive your consultation fee, you'll get 2 extra weeks of the program for free, they'll even cover the cost of your food during the program, and just for booking, you'll receive their 5 Steps to Reset the Scale book for free. But don't wait, this guarantee and bonus package is only for the next 25 callers. That's right, the next 25 callers. So call 864-644-1900 right now and mention the code New Year. That's 864-644-1900, PhD Weight Loss. Reset your metabolism, lose the weight, and keep it off.
What's up, everybody? Sam Jones here. Join Nick Costello and me live this Friday night on the Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week, presented by Ingles. This week, we're at Seneca High School, where the 7-1 Bobcats take on the 4-4 Greer Yellow Jackets. You can listen in live to our pregame show at 7 and kickoff at 7:30 live here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Hour number two of the program continues right here on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. You're listening to Facts on Sports with Facts and Childress and John Height, live from the Whataburger in Easley here on a Thursday morning. It is our day of giving here with The Roar. All proceeds going to the Tigers for Tata's campaign. And having a blast kind of reading off these donations. A lot of people are getting in on our text to give. We remind you, T4T to 53555. Is the way that you can give and support Dabo and Kathleen's All In Foundation. We're also out here in person at the Whataburger in Easley if you'd like to cop some merchandise. We've got a bundle. We've got hats. We've got shirts, tumblers, wristbands, coffee, and more. Again, 100% of proceeds go to Dabo's All In Foundation. And, John, I'll take a moment to share kind of my personal testimony with breast cancer and my mom's walk with breast cancer in the recent memories as well, as you were vulnerable and opened up earlier, and people really responded to that. So for those who don't know, right as I left for college in a very similar way to right as when John left for high school and boarding school, my mom got diagnosed with cancer, and then about 2 weeks later, her father passed away. Mm. So it was a brutal go of it in my freshman year of college, and it was something that just kind of puts everything into perspective and kind of it shifts how your brain works in a lot of ways, right? Like, you're going off to college, it's something that's really exciting, and it's supposed to be something that's really, really positive, and it just ended up being a really overwhelming experience for the wrong reasons, in all honesty,
right,
John.
Yeah.
So with my mom kind of having to fight through that, and everything that she was able to, you know, battle through was really inspirational for me and helps, you know, kind of have me spread this message with having that personal touch to it, because it impacted my life, right? It made me feel like my life was more valuable. It made me value, you know, spending time with my family more and prioritizing that element of my life. And just for some information about my mom, you know, personally, she had 6 surgeries over the course of a year. Mm. She had a double mastectomy to get everything out. She had to go back with a reconstruction surgery as well and had complications with it, and lost her dad again 3 weeks after she was diagnosed with breast cancer. So just really proud of my mom for battling, in all honesty, the way that she battled. And, you know, she's really served as an inspiration to me these last couple years with all my career endeavors and the way that she supported me through that. So on that note, folks, T4T to 53555 on our day of giving. It's our text to give for today. And my mom is alive today and with us today because of early detection and early screening. That is the only reason they were able to save her life. And you're going to save a life if you donate. With the amount
Absolutely.
Of money that we are raising, you are going to save a life and help contributing to saving a life if you donate. One of every 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in the United States. It's something that's tragic. It's something that's horrible. But thankfully, now in 2025, with foundations like the All In Foundation and the All In team, and with all these other great organizations that raise money for breast cancer and breast cancer research, it's just so great to have community, and it's so great to be able to get out in front of this for so many people.
Upper management gets in and says we are a little over 8,300 on the day so far in the Text to Give campaign. Thank you, everybody, for getting in. And I want to just do a little quick math. And listen, I'm not a math guy. But if there are if a mammogram is $150, we have paid for 56 mammograms so far today.
Man.
56 so far today, and it's not even 10:30.
That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy.
Is overwhelming. Thank you all so much for your incredible generosity. This is, man, thank you. Jeffrey just got in with the 3431 donation. Jeffrey, thank you so much for getting in right now and helping us fight cancer.
And again,
thank you so much.
We're at about 8,300. We need 1,700 more dollars to get to that $10,000 mark before the end of the show. That's our goal. We need $1,700 from y'all at home because, again, we've received a very generous match of our first $10,000 that we raised today for Tigers for Tatas. Get us to that $10,000 mark. We need 1,700 last hour and a half. We have just about that from the first show, right? If you guys match that in the second half, we will be able to match that donation before the afternoon slate even kicks off with Quawk and Ben and Mickey and all the great fundraising they're planning to do, John. So thankful for all the support. T4T to 53555 is the way that you can get in on our day of giving here at The Roar. And just unbelievably appreciative of all the community response. Unbelievably appreciative of everybody that's listening and everybody that's getting in and donating. Even if you're listening and not getting in and donating, we appreciate you and we appreciate you supporting the cause.
Absolutely.
So T4T to 53555 if you'd like to get in on our day of giving. And we'll obviously come with a shout out as well for all of our donations.
Another number here. A five-year relative survival rate in the United States for all types and stages of breast cancer combined is 91%. That is why early detection matters. The five-year relative survival rate through early detection, if I'm reading this stat correctly, that upper management sent us, is around 99%. Like, the early detection matters, folks.
Yes.
And we've already paid for 56 mammograms this morning. I'm just floored that we have potentially have saved... Like, this is just so overwhelming for me. And, you know, we've told our stories, we've given our testimonies, and y'all are just absolutely incredible. So, like Fax had said, we are very, very close to matching or getting close to that $10,000 match. We need to hit that before the end of the show. So, Out of Bounds and Mickey Plyler this afternoon at Turner's Jewelers in Seneca can have to recalibrate on the fly to what their goals are going to be. But let's go ahead and let's get $10,000 by noon.
An estimated 42,170 U.S. women are expected to die from breast cancer in 2025. You can make an impact in cutting that number down by texting T4T to 53555, getting in front of things with that early detection that saved John's mom as well as my mom's life, and really appreciative of everybody that's getting in with us on our text to give at T4T to 53555. Keep getting in. Don't slow down the train now just because we're halfway through the program. We are just getting started at T4T to 53555. All right, John, let's hop back into some games and some breakdowns in our pick'em contest. 654 Roar is the number if you'd like to check in on our regular text line. Texter gets in and they're talking about Tennessee and Alabama. I do want to dive a little bit deeper into this one. What do we make of Tennessee thus far? Because I feel like for the number 11 team in the country that plays in the Southeastern Conference, they're not getting a lot of media juice, as weird as it sounds. And I know that that's not something that we're accustomed to saying about a Southeastern Conference team, but you look at a team like Alabama, and you've got the whole free world saying, patting them on the back, you guys are playing so great right now. You got Georgia, oh, great win on the road at Auburn. You got Ole Miss, hey, this is an undefeated team. Texas, even, they get the big win over Oklahoma.
Sure.
Oklahoma's getting a lot of media love. And then there's just Tennessee. They're sitting here at 5-1. They don't have a bad loss on their schedule. They've got a couple quality wins on their schedule as well. It feels like this is the team in the SEC that people are sleeping on right now. Is it warranted to sleep on Tennessee, or do they deserve a little bit more credit on a national scale?
I think that's a great question, because I'm not entirely sure that I have an answer for you.
I don't know what they are right now.
I have no clue, and I think what's been weird about this is we have seen Tennessee fans, you know, my years of being here at this radio station, who, like, I mean, even like an 8-4 Josh Dobbs team would run their mouths at us about how great they were. Tennessee fans have been quiet. Tennessee fans are not talking. And so I don't really know how to read what the Volunteers are, because normally I have a little bit of fan input and fan engagement, but I thought a couple calls we've had from Vol Nation over the course of this season, like the Tennessee fans have not been very loud to us right now.
No.
So I don't really know how they feel about their program.
Yeah, because like here's the thing. They played three games against the SEC. All have been uber competitive. All have been shootouts. So 44-41 loss to Georgia, right, where their kicker misses the game-winning field goal.
They
dump it in OT. They should have. And then at Mississippi State, they win by 7. If I'm not mistaken, that one went to overtime
That's correct.
And then Arkansas at home, I think this was the interim coach bump, and Taylen Green was the best player on the field. There was no doubt
about
that.
Well, Bobby Petrino was saving his best game plan for when he actually got to be the head coach. He was never going to give the good game plan to Sam Pittman.
Exactly. He was waiting out his time to be the head coach once again in Fayetteville. But I don't know, man. I don't know what to make of this Tennessee team. I'm comfortable laying 9.5 with Tennessee, in all honesty. I think 9.5 versus 7.5 is a big difference. You could convince me that they lose this game by somewhere in that 7 to 9 point range, but I think I'm going to project a close loss for the Volunteers in this one that's probably high scoring. I think that's the most fair way to assess the game and break the game down based on what we've seen from these two teams to date. Alabama, they've got some questions to defending the run still, in my opinion, but their offense is one of the best in the country, and they have a three-headed snake at wide receiver that is great. And then Ty Simpson spinning the football right now for the Crimson Tide. So give me Alabama by 7 in this one. I'm going to go 37, or actually by 6. I'm going to go 37-31. 37-31 Crimson Tide over Volunteers.
Nah, I like to have a Caden Proctor touchdown at some point here in this game. I think he is due. Really quick, I want to give a shout out to Jeff, who just made a $34.31 donation.
Oh, that's awesome.
Same with Brett. Thank you both for getting in. And for Charles with a very, very big donation in honor of Martha. Thank you so much for all of you getting in. Remember, text T4T to 53555 in our big text to give day today.
Yes, definitely a huge text to give day here on our day of giving.
I thought you want to be like Jeffrey, Charles, and Brett. Come on, they're having a great morning. They're helping save lives. Come on, you want to be like them. Come on.
They are absolutely
T4T
helping
to 53555.
And we're just about, I want to say, what's about $1,500 away from reaching that 10,000 goal. $10,000 goal for today, and we could do that before the afternoon slate even gets started. So that would be absolutely unbelievable.
Thank you, Keith, for just getting in right now and making a donation. Thank you very much,
Keith.
Awesome, we greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, keep getting in with us, y'all, at T4T to 53555. But yeah, I think that's my score prediction for Bama, Tennessee. I think I'm going to go 37-31 Alabama over Tennessee. And weirdly enough, like, I'm not sure that Tennessee deserves to be completely discounted from the college football playoff picture with a loss. Like, if your two losses on your – and I'm going to come across as an SEC homer here, so I'm just sorry at home in advance. But if your two losses, in all fairness, are to Georgia and Alabama, who have proven and showcased thus far that they're two of the best teams in the country – I don't think Tennessee deserves to be too harshly penalized for that. Now, with that being said, if you do have college football playoff aspirations and that's the heights you want to reach as a football team, then that becomes a must-win game against Oklahoma because you need a signature win on your resume to get in, and then that game against Vanderbilt at the end of the season is also as must-win as it can get. I don't know if you have a leash to drop one along the way either. I think that's why this is such a big spot for Tennessee.
I also think you have to remember that when Tennessee and Florida play, that game gets drunk every single time.
It does.
That game is never played normal. Kentucky and Tennessee, weird rivalry spot.
Weird.
I mean, Kentucky's not a good team, but you have to go to Kentucky. It'll be a night game up there. We have seen two struggle games here for Tennessee the last 2 weeks with Arkansas and Mississippi State. So, yeah, if you feel like the college football playoff is within your sights, I mean, this is a must-win game for the Volunteers because if you drop this one, you win out. I don't know what the big statement win is going to be. And then I don't know how much you're going to really get. Like if there's a whole grouping of 10-2 teams from the SEC, then I think your resume is a little bit lesser than.
I agree with that. I agree with that for sure. Texter gets in and says, it makes me feel like Tennessee fans are going to turn on Josh Heupel in a similar way to what Penn State did to James Franklin in a few years if he can't get over the hump. I'm not sure if I'm there.
Not yet.
I do get what you're getting.
I would say another year.
Yeah, if they're 9-3. Next year, right, or something along those lines, and don't make the playoff, then maybe. But they do.
I think 9-3. If you're on the fringe of the playoff, I mean, right now, you want to be in, but you can't be trying to move off of somebody at 9-3 if you're in the conversation. I don't think you can be doing that right now.
Okay.
We talked about it the other day in the wake of the James Franklin firing. Like, I think you're going to start to see. I mean, we need to start adjusting as fan bases. because with the way of all the changes in the sport, like, I just don't think perfect seasons are going to come as often as they did in the old ways.
Losses are going to happen. It's a given
right,
at this point.
Right, right. And if Tennessee, after some of those crazy years with Butch Jones and Jeremy Pruitt and all that, you rattle off some 9-3s, even if you're not in the playoff, they're going to be just fine in Knoxville. In my opinion, anyways, I could be very wrong. But that's just the way that I read the situation.
I like Tennessee. I like the future of the program. I also think they have an adaptable head coach, which is something that's very important for success. And I really like Josh Heupel. Like, Heupel went back to the drawing board this offseason and completely blew up their offense schematically and said, we're hiring an NFL OC. We're going full-blown NFL passing style attack, and it has worked. It's worked very, very well thus far up in Knoxville. So I think very highly of Josh Heupel. I think he's a really good head football coach, and I think the future is bright in Knoxville. It's just going to be playing in that, you know, slugfest of a conference where you got Bama, Georgia, Ole Miss, and all these teams that are expecting to be in the fray every year. Can Tennessee ascend to being one of the big dogs or being regarded as one of the big dogs within their league? That's the big question here.
As we are about to approach a break, I want to issue a challenge, a 10-minute challenge here, if you will. Just got an email from William Quackenbush. Do we trust his math?
Depends on the day.
I think today's the day we're going to trust his math.
We'll trust Quack's math here today.
He just said, I have a fun stat. As of 10:30 this morning, we have had 90 individual donors on the text to give today alone. Let's make it an even 100. In the next 10 minutes, let me get 10 new donations in here. Let's make it an even 100. Donate whatever you can, but I want to try to get 10 new donations
like
in
that.
Over the next 10 minutes so we can have 100 individual donors on the day so far before we even hit 11 a.m.
Which is absolutely insane. That is absolutely insane. So, again, get in with us at T4T to 5.55.
And we got one. Joseph just got in. We have one. We need 9 more new donations in the next 10 minutes.
Yes, absolutely. So T4T to 5.3555 if you'd like to get in and support our Tigers for Tata's campaign with Dabo's All In Foundation. Again, 100% of proceeds go to Dabo's All In Team Foundation. And also a big shout-out to the two folks that came in. Two gentlemen just came in and bought merchandise in person. And, oh, my goodness. Yeah, John.
We now have a second one.
Okay, I'll set this up for y'all, okay? We just hit our goal for the second half of the program. We hit our goal for the second half of the program. Thomas, come out here to Whataburger and get yourself a shirt on us.
I want to shake your hand.
That is a very, very generous donation. And I think Thomas would be comfortable sharing. We just got a $1,500 donation here on our text to give. T4T to 53555. So we've hit our $10,000 goal for today at the Roar already, which will be matched by a donor as well. $10,000 raised. And guys, we've been on the air 4.5 hours. Like, again, the money is one thing. The way that y'all respond to this each and every year, man, like, this is just so special to be a part of. I'm at a loss for words, in all honesty, John. Thank you so much.
You and me both.
You just saved a life, Thomas. Seriously.
Several lives.
Yes.
Several lives. We need to go to break so I can process the generosity by Thomas and so many more. Remember, now we need 7 more so we can hit the 100 individual donors here in the next few minutes. But, let's send it a break.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break here on the program. It's our day of giving on the Roar, and we have already matched our $10,000 goal for the day and 4.5 hours on the airwaves. The best listener base in the entire freaking country, and I mean it when I say that. Love and appreciate all y'all so much, and we're just getting started, too. Lives are being saved in real time on the airwaves. You are listening to it happen. We had a couple gentlemen get in here and get merchandise. We appreciate y'all so much for coming out and supporting such a great cause here for breast cancer research. T4T to 53555. If you want to get in and save lives like Thomas and the rest of our generous, generous listeners and donors, please get in with us at T4T to 53555. Final segment of hour number 2 with Faxon and John right after this.
The Tigers return home to face the SMU Mustangs, and we've got to cover with all the action starting 6 hours before kick at 9:30 a.m. with the Ingles Tiger pregame show live inside Burton Gallery. The Tiger tailgate show with Faxon and his crew will take over at 12:30. Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of the action, and Donnell Clark and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. If it's Clemson football, it's right here on The Roar, the flagship station for Clemson athletics, where every day is game day.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
Hey, it's Walt. Forget the 12-hour drive to Buffalo. Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Walden is serving the real deal. Stone oven pizza, thicker than New York City. Never doughy, just that perfect crust. The wings, crispy, juicy, and loaded with that buttery, spicy buffalo kick. And if you've never had one, order the legendary beef on weck. You'll thank me later. Moretti's, just off I-385 on East Butler Road in Walden. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and rented construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now, Takeuchi is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachments, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
Save up to 50% at the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend at the Garrison Expo Center at Clemson University. Browse the largest display of hot tubs, cold therapy tubs, swim spas, and saunas in the region from major brands at up to 50% off. Over 30 spas will be on display and immediate delivery is available. Show admission and parking are free. That's the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend at the Garrison Expo Center at Clemson University. Visit hottubexpo.com. That's hottubexpo.com.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple. The highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call. DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
When friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game, everything has to be right. So when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold, white, and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
Looking for your dream home? Empire Homes, family-owned for over 30 years, invites you to Sunrise in Pendleton, just minutes from Clemson. Choose from one- or two-story homes starting in the mid-300s with 2 to 5 bedrooms and up to 3,400 square feet with every detail built around your lifestyle. Right now, lock in a 3.99% year-one rate on quick move-in homes with a 2-to-1 rate buy-down or save up to $15,000 when you build. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com because your house should feel like home.
It's the ideal time of year to visit ACD Sports on 123 in Easley. ACD has a great selection of Clemson items for all ages in their Clemson fan shop, plus spirit wear for Pickens County Schools. ACD does team uniforms, company caps and polos, embroidery and screen printing, and can set your team, business, or group up with a free online store with items using your logo. Find out why you should have ACD Sports on your team. Open weekdays 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 5. ACD Sports, Highway 123 Easley, next to Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Facts on Sports with Faxon and John. Now let's get back to the show.
It's the final segment of hour number two on a Thursday on our Day of Giving here on 105.5, 97.5 The Roar. We remind you folks, we are live from the Whataburger in Easley. We've had four or five people come through here in this hour alone and support the fight against breast cancer. You can text T4T on our text to donate to 53555 if you want to get in and support the cause. And John, the amount of support today and the amount of money raised has been just humbling, a blessing, a little bit overwhelming in all honesty, I think, for both of us.
A bit overwhelming.
Glad we have breaks at times like this, yes, to kind of regroup and be able to get our head on straight. But in all seriousness, our listeners are going big time for us here today, and we appreciate and love all y'all so much.
And in speaking of going to the big time, we hit the mark during that 10-minute challenge that we issued. We have now had over 100 individual donors today on the Text to Give campaign. Reminder, you can text T4T to 53555 to make a donation and help make a difference.
Yes, T4T to 53555. And again, we're going to read off some names here for who got in during break. After Thomas's hearty and generous donation, again, Thomas, brother, thank you so much. We had Gibby, Christopher, Bain, Joseph, Michael, and Kenneth all get in with very generous donations. Thank you all so much. Bain with a big donation of a 150 there, John. And that's been kind of a frequent number throughout Walt's show and now this show. We go back and we can see the history of all these donations. 150 seems to be a sweet spot. If you feel inclined to give a very generous donation of $150, 10 $150 donations, that's $1,500 right there, and that's saving a couple lives alone off the rip. So if you feel inclined, T4T to 53555, that 150 number seems to be a sweet spot for a lot of listeners.
And you know, I've heard Ben give some of this information on Out of Bounds at times, and we can give some of the numbers and data later on, but you know, cancer impacts everybody, cancer impacts all genders, and I want to give a shout out to Kenneth for his donation, because he put, my father had two battles with cancer and he's a survivor. Anything I can do to help the cause. Man. That is an incredible story, Kenneth. Thank you, and congratulations to your family for helping beat that.
So Texter gets in as well. And okay, so this is Thomas. So Thomas gets in from Heat American Eatery in Powdersville. He just did the $1,500 donation. Don't know if you could give a shout out, but we are also donating 20% of sales next Tuesday for Dine Out for Mom. Yes, we will give you a shout out.
So absolutely.
Again, that is Thomas from Heat American Eatery in Powdersville. They're donating 20% of all sales next Tuesday for the Dine Out for Mom. Thomas, really appreciate you and all the folks at Heat American Eatery more than we can say, even here on the airwaves. Like, y'all are so generous. That is so appreciated, and y'all are saving lives. So thank you so much, and make sure y'all go show some love to them on next Tuesday as they're donating 20% of sales for the Dine Out for Mom. So Thomas, once again, thank you so much, brother. Your generosity is very much appreciated, and it's just a blessing, man. It's an absolute blessing.
Texter 9866 gets in and said, with all these goals getting hit, scratched out, and raised, we're going to have to get Ben a new pencil before he runs out of lead. Love to see it.
We are. And so Texter gets in, and that's Thomas again. He wants to clarify, it's actually next Thursday on the 23rd and not Tuesday. So Thursday the 23rd out in Powdersville for him and the great folks at Heat American Eatery. 20% of sales next Thursday, October 23rd, for the Dine Out for Mom. Thomas, thank you and all the folks with you guys so much for your generosity here on the airwaves this morning. 654-ROAR is the number if you'd like to check in on our Adams & Co. roofing text line.
Quez gets in, are y'all going to do a remote show tomorrow or next Friday? If so, I will come by and get one of the Roar hats. Absolutely, Quez. We will be at Chick-fil-A of Clemson tomorrow. We will not be there next Friday with the bye week, but we will be at Chick-fil-A of Clemson tomorrow morning, and we are also here at Whataburger BC.
Yes. And definitely looking forward to that tomorrow out at Chick-fil-A. So if you want to stop by and say what's up, that would be absolutely awesome. Quez would love to meet you. Texter gets in and says, thanks so much. Y'all are the best. Thomas, you're the best, man. Have a blessed rest of your day, brother. And we appreciate your generosity again so, so much here supporting the campaign. T4T to 53555 if y'all would like to check in on our text to give. We got about 10 more minutes in this segment. And then, John, we've got a Clemson jam-packed itinerary of guests in the final segment.
Yeah, what do we have for us?
We're going to Clemson men's basketball forward R.J. Godfrey, a very good friend of the program, calling in at 11:05. We're going to ask R.J. about his transfer saga this offseason. I got to check out a little bit of practice yesterday for men's basketball. Those boys are looking good, John. Clemson's got a good group on their hands this season. So I want to ask R.J. about the offseason, getting back acclimated here at home in Tigertown. And then we'll have Grayson Mann, who's going to bump an extra segment and slot for us today. Thank you, Grayson, for his generosity. He's going to come out to Easley and make the commute this morning, John. So he's going to check by in person, and we'll have Tiger Net Thursdays for y'all in person on site here at Whataburger in the final hour of the show. So looking forward to that, and appreciate everybody that's getting in and supporting the cause with Dabo's All In Team Foundation today at T4T to 53555. All right, John, let's hop right back into our pick 'em contest, because I can see the upper management deadline email just like popping up on my screen. I still haven't submitted. I'm trying to work through things in real time. I'm trying to figure out what the best plays are for this upcoming weekend. And we had a texter get in on asking me for some NFL plays a while back. I missed that one, but if you could send that text again, texter, because we've had a ton here this morning with all the donations and such, we would love for you to get in. Yes, okay, it's actually right here, 1249. He said, do y'all have three NFL picks against the spread that y'all just love this weekend, and that's Watery. Ooh. River Rat. Let's do a little mini NFL segment here and look for some spots that we like, John. So for me, there's a couple of things that stick out on the slate in the world of the National Football League this weekend. First and foremost, take the Vikings against the Eagles. I think the Eagles are going to lose. That would be a spot that I love. The Eagles are struggling for identity right now. Depending on who's playing quarterback for Minnesota, if it's Wentz, I think they win. If it's McCarthy, I think they lose. So hunt the injury report. If Carson Wentz is playing, go with the Minnesota Vikings over the Philadelphia Eagles this weekend. I think they're primed for a win. Another spot I really like, and it's a quarterback and a team that struggled last week, but their defense, I just don't see how they're going to get scored on. I would take the Browns this weekend over the Miami Dolphins at the -2. They're at home. Jim Schwartz has the best defense in the league at home. They give up 14 points per game at home. If Cleveland can just get to 17 points in this one, I feel confident that they can beat
Miami.
That's
a big if.
Which is a big if, and I am willing to acknowledge that. And then my last play of the week that I really like, I'm going to back this Colts show going on the road out to Los Angeles. I think that this is a legitimate thing for the Indianapolis Colts, and I know that they're banged up with some injury issues right now, but I like Indiana Jones going out to L.A., taking down Justin Herbert and the Chargers. I think Shane Steichen's about to have himself a Coach of the Year award on his ledger. I like Indianapolis in that spot.
You know, coming over the whole slate for the NFL this weekend, there's only three plays that I like, and none of them take place on Sunday.
Really?
Give me the Steelers -4.5 tonight against the lowly Cincinnati Bengals. Give me Tampa Bay +5.5 against Detroit Monday night, and Seattle to cover 3.5 against Houston.
Yeah, that's I like the Seattle over Houston one. Seattle's a really good team. If I had to give like a sneaky contender right now, John, I think the Seahawks are good enough to win the Super Bowl. I really do. I think that that's a team that people are sleeping on.
And real quick, a texter got in a little bit ago and was just confirming this. To just put into perspective what we have done so far this morning before the 11 o'clock hour and already clearing well over $10,000, that was what we raised the entire month in the first year of the campaign. We have, in under 5 hours, defeated what we did for the first time we took this cause out in the entire first month. Y'all are incredible.
That's unbelievable.
Absolutely incredible.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Wow.
And, man, I just how do you even process that, right? Like, I mean, you start something 11 years ago, right? And I'm sure at that point in time, raising $10,000 is always a big deal at any point
absolutely.
In time.
You start a fundraiser and the first one out the gate,
you get
$10,000. Yeah, I'm not trying to make light of the first year of the campaign, but just to show how much it has grown and just point of perspective of how great we have been, or you all have been, not us. Lord, we haven't done anything. What y'all have been over, like, under 5 hours has been incredible.
And to see that constant growth, too, on a year-to-year basis where you keep just shattering records here at the Roar with y'all being so generous, it's very humbling, man, and you guys are great. And then it's texters like this getting in saying, my wife is a breast cancer survivor. She's been to the couple of times. This is obviously near and dear to our hearts. We buy our t-shirts every year. Thank you so much for what you guys do. This is who it's for at the
absolutely.
End of the day, man. Like, there's so many ladies in the community that are either survivors or people who have been touched, like, you know, John and I with a family member that's been diagnosed with breast cancer. And you know, there's also people that don't win their fights, and that's the goal of raising this money for research, is to make sure we can win as many of these fights against breast cancer in the future and save as many lives as we can with the research that's available today in 2025.
Yeah, cancer sucks because I want to win the war against it.
Yes.
Like, let's just defeat this darn thing.
Yeah. You win a bunch of battles, and eventually you're going to end up winning that war. So let's keep winning battles one donation at a time at T4T to 53555. You guys have been absolutely unbelievable all day today. Texter gets in and says hold on, sorry, I clicked on the wrong button here. Texter gets in and says, thanks for having RJ on the show today. Should be a good plug for the exhibition as well. Yes, looking forward to having RJ on the program and looking forward to watching the men's basketball team back in action. That much is for certain. Another texter gets in and says, you guys are doing great on the day of giving. I donated twice this week. Keep it up. And that is Jed getting in. Yeah, of course. Absolutely. Thank you, Jed. And we appreciate you and everybody else's generosity throughout the course of this week. John, do we want to take a hard right turn from football? Since we'll be talking a lot of football with Grayson, do we want to talk a little Brad Brownell Clemson men's basketball here to lead it up to RJ's segment? Because I'm really excited for this team. They're in action this upcoming Friday night against Presbyterian. Tickets are free. You can go to Clemson men's basketball on any sort of social media, and you can get in the building for absolutely free. They just want people to come out and support, get a little bit more comfortable with the new team and the new players. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to it for sure.
Before you let us into what you saw or what you were allowed to disclose what you saw yesterday at practice, I want to give a shout out to Rudy, who got in with a $51 donation because he just turned 51. Happy birthday, Rudy, and thank you very much for getting in.
Hey, happy birthday, Rudy. That's absolutely big time, and we appreciate you, my man.
Absolutely. That's awesome stuff.
That is awesome stuff.
So what happened at the practice over there at Little John Coliseum yesterday?
I'm not going to be giving out all the secrets. I do want to respect Coach Brownell, Mr. Ben Winterode, who was very gracious for letting me watch. But
why is Brad Brownell coming on the show anytime soon or something?
Maybe tomorrow at 10:45.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe don't do that. Yeah. Let's keep some stuff under wraps.
We do. We'd like to have him on pretty frequently throughout the season as well. So let's keep the secrets protected.
I want to stay on Coach's good side at least till the season starts.
Of course. But I'll tell you right now, man, Clemson's got some freshmen that can play. That's my main takeaway from yesterday is Clemson's got some freshmen that can flat out play, and there's going to be some growing pains, right? And there's going to be some learning that has to transpire, as there always is with Brad Brownell, and the level of detail that you have to be to get on the floor to play for that guy. But Zach Foster and Chase Thompson have turned my head every single time I've seen practice since they got to campus. They've turned my head every single time. The natural talent level of Zach Foster is just overflowing. He's one of the most talented guards that Clemson's had in the last decade plus of college basketball. Yeah, he's that good. Top 100 recruit from down outside of Atlanta. His brother was a starter for Furman, who had a couple big shots for them in the tournament. Then his brother got loose this past year in the tournament against Texas for Xavier and dropped 25 on that Texas Longhorns team, who had a lottery pick. Zach is the little brother. I think Zach is better. Sorry, Marcus. A pretty good friend of mine. I think Zach has the chance to be better than Marcus ever was for Furman or Xavier. So I'm really excited about Zach and his development. And then Chase Thompson, man. Chase Thompson is legitimately like a Brad Brownell dream player. If Brad Brownell could sculpt himself a forward, it would be Chase Thompson. He's physical. He's skilled. He's smart. He can pass. And he knows how to guard at a young age. You're going to see those two freshmen on the floor for the Clemson Tigers this year in Zach Foster and Chase Thompson, and I think the future is very, very bright for both of those young men here in Tigertown.
Awesome. Awesome. I look forward to getting to see him, and we look forward to carrying the broadcast of each and every Clemson men's basketball game all throughout the fall, winter, and early spring.
A couple texters are getting in. Benji and Easley said, are we projected to land the four-star guard tomorrow? You can take that silence and run with it at home. That's if you're there. Maybe. With a little bit of a wink there, maybe.
Okay.
Jed says, was seventh place in preseason ACC predictions accurate? I think that's probably fair. I said on Twitter not too long ago that 6-8 in the ACC is kind of my expectation, because I think the ACC is not just better, but significantly better this year than it was last season from a coaching and a talent perspective. All the national guys that I bounce off ideas off of and talk with, they all think the ACC is an 8-9 bid league this year.
Really?
I tend to agree. Yes, the ACC's gotten a lot better.
That's a lot more than three that some of the committee have tried to have. But
yes,
I have not started that type of prep by any means, but, I would much rather be picked in the preseason lower and then with room to grow over the course of the season than be picked third or fourth and have to do that. With so many unknowns with this team, with so many new transfer pieces, I kind of like coming out of the radar a little bit and not having everyone's spotlight on you, especially if you sit there on October 16th.
Yeah, definitely. And I also Me personally, I love Brad Brownell when everybody's counting him out. I think that's Brownell's at his best, is when he's got a roster that might look a little bit undermanned talent-wise, but he can squeeze all the juice out of a group up there with the best of them. So excited to visit with R.J. Godfrey, Clemson men's basketball forward, right after a quick break.
Shout out to Chad. Shout out to James for getting in. Thank you very much for your donations. We greatly appreciate it.
T4T to 53555 on our day of giving. Hour number three up next.
.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Drive Floor Coatings, and we've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2000.